Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, which is brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante hosting today. And before we get started, I just wanted to update you on what we're doing here at the Keystone Sports Network. First of all, we are going to be doing the show remotely instead of in studio. So yes, we are practicing social distancing. And we plan on continuing this show through these tough times. So hopefully this will help you spend some of those hours where you're locked up in at your house. Also, one other news item, with our partners at DraftKings, they are doing something they're calling the DK Rally. What that means is if you can post on social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, with a rally cap on, and if you go to our, if you go to our Twitter account, I did this. I posted my picture with my rally cap on, and just make sure you use the hashtag DKRally, and DraftKings, they're going to be donating up to $1 million to United Way, and they'll give an extra dollar for every time someone posts on social media with that hashtag. So good cause, good thing to get going. Quarter number one, here's what we're going to be doing. We're going to do news and notes with Bob Flounders. Quarter two and three, we're bringing in our buddy Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape and for Ask Ross. And then Bob will be back for quarter number four, where we finish off his top 25 countdown. All right, with that done, Mr. Bob Flounders, you ready to talk some Penn State news? How are you doing today?
I am, Jim, and I can respect the fact you had a lot to get to there in the intro. I'm excited to finally conclude the most important 25 players of Penn State spring. I think the way this is going in the world, this is likely going to also be the most 25 Penn State important players, maybe going into summer as well, unfortunately, but hopefully sooner, Jimmy, rather than later. I'm on the phone in downtown Harrisburg practicing social distancing. I know you're in the Berwick area doing the same. I hope everyone that is listening is also doing that, because you know, the more that we can kind of adhere to this policy, I think the quicker the turnaround will be. I hope everyone's staying safe. I know you're safe, I'm safe. So we had a chance to talk to James Franklin, the media, yesterday. Some news to share there. And let's get started.
All right. Well, first up, let's go with some good news. On Thursday, Landon Tengwall, a four-star recruit out of Maryland, who has been apparently leaning Penn State's way for quite a while, finally made it official. He is committed to Penn State. That's got to be some pretty good news after some slow news on the recruiting front.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jim. As Penn State fans know, that the current class is not a big class. There's a lot that goes into that. You know, Landon Tengwall is a legit four-star from the Maryland area, very close with P.J. Mustipher, who I think is a Penn State defensive tackle primed for a big year this year. You know, he joins Harrisburg High's Nate Bruce, another offensive lineman, and Liam Clifford, Sean Clifford's brother. So the class is at three. I think he's clearly the best player in the class to date. But with some of the players that they're pursuing in this class, I think you're going to see some quality players in the coming months that are very good commit to James Franklin's program.
Yeah, I think so, too. There are so many players on their board yet. Plenty of time to make this a top recruiting class. And I think with James Franklin leading the way, you know he will find a way to do it. All right, Bob, I want to turn to James Franklin's press conference, which took place on Wednesday, a little bit different style to it. But what were your impressions? What were your takeaways?
You know, James, my takeaways are that James is James and his program are dealing with this as best as they can. they are trying to keep the program organized from afar. James said that there are a couple of players still in State College for various reasons, be it in the dorms or in an off-campus apartment, but the majority of them are at their homes. I don't think James is in State College as we talk about this. I think he was somewhere else in the country in a condo with his family, practicing social distancing as well. There are a lot of the schools, Jimmy, are kind of staying in touch remotely via an app called Zoom, which is something you can do on your computers or your tablets, even your phone. It allows people to kind of video interface and kind of conduct meetings and updates. James said he has, I think, weekly player meetings on Zoom, and he and his staff meet twice a week on Zoom trying to get things organized as best as they can. They're a little bit limited in what they can do recruiting wise. And obviously that's something that James Franklin's really good at. But James, you know, it was about 45 minutes with James, and he talked. What I appreciated about James was just very sincere in the way that he cares not only for his Penn State program, but also for the Penn State community. And also, you know, for what's going on, you know, in the world. He's very hopeful, Jimmy, that people will kind of stick to the plan as far as, you know, keeping your distance, doing whatever you can to kind of hopefully at some point keep the coronavirus in check or limit it until some things can take place to maybe hopefully get rid of it. He was asked about the start of the season starting on time. He had an interesting answer without actually committing to what he thought would happen, but he touched on a lot of topics. Not a lot of one or two word answers, a genuine back and forth with the media. And you can tell he's very concerned, as he should be. And he's also really looking out for his players as much as he can, but it's a challenge for every coach, Jim, to try and do this from afar when you have that many players in that many different cities. All of them have different needs. All of them have different financial backgrounds. It's not that easy to work out. It's not that easy to get online. So it's just been a test, but they seem to be managing it as best as they can.
And you also have to remember, when you're talking about a virus and something being spread, a locker room and a playing field, football practice field, boy, that's just ripe for the spread of a disease. So you need to be extra careful there. In listening to the press conference, I also found it interesting his addressing of the offense with the new offensive coordinator. What did you hear from that?
Well, he talked in specifics. He talked about, I mean, to me, that's one of the things that I'm most curious about, Jim. No spring practice, and technically it's postponed. Let's be honest, the horse is out of the barn with regard to spring practice. It's going to be, I think, a question of when this thing resumes, hopefully at some point in the summer, how much more will the NCAA permit in terms of practice time and maybe just meeting time and conditioning time to get ready for the potential 2020 season? Because it just can't be the way that it was in years past, start up in early August, and then a couple of weeks later, you're getting ready for the opener. An installation of an offense is a big deal. I don't think that Kirk Shiroka's offense was quite nearly as similar as Ricky Ronnie's. They both ran variations of the RPO, but they're different, different terminology. And just to be able to install that, even if you have a veteran team back, it's going to take time. It's going to take reps. I think there's only so much you can do in terms of getting your points across to the team on a weekly basis. There's only so much they can learn without supervision. I think it's one of the bigger challenges that Penn State's program's going to face when football resumes, is just how is this offense going to look? How is it going to operate? How much of it will be new? How much will Kirk say, well, for this year, we're just going to go back to what they're most comfortable with? I just think you have to be smart with that. It does help, though. They have some veterans coming back. The offensive line, I think, can handle just about anything because they played together. They've got a veteran quarterback who's very sharp. I think that's going to help. But I think that is one of the big challenges for Penn State and the offense moving forward. What will the offense look like? How much time will it take for
the offense to come together. Is it realistic to expect they can do it in 4 weeks or 5 weeks? I'm not sure that's the case, but it's going to be a challenge. I think that they're probably going to have to merge the systems, at least for the first season. That would make the most sense to me. This is Kirk wasn't hired for 1 year. He was hired for the long term. I do think he's an upgrade over Ricky Ronnie, but I just think that he might, you know, this might be a situation where, you know, they merge the systems at the start of the season, and if they can implement some new things very gradually, very simply, as the season goes on, maybe they do it that way. But I know that James is a big believer in not giving his team, which is very is young in a lot of spots, but not on offense, not giving his team a lot to think about. He just wants them to be able to execute.
Well, I'll tell you what, when it was interesting when he said, hey, if this playbook went to a Minnesota player, he wouldn't recognize it. It is different.
Right.
And
right.
He's constantly been talking about merging. All right, before I move on from the press conference, I do have one question. Your colleague, David Jones.
Yes.
Chose to wear a Michigan State shirt.
Yes.
What's that?
I was laughing at that.
What is that about?
I just think that I think most Penn State fans knows that Dave just kind of is comfortable in his own skin. I don't think he was sending any message there. I've seen him in that Michigan State shirt before. I think I've actually seen him on the road before games in that Michigan. He was just comfortable. He was reclining on his couch as he asked James a question about, you know, kind of how this has impacted him and his family personally. But that's I think what you saw from Dave visually is kind of what we who know him very well have seen from Dave for the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. That didn't surprise me, but he is who he is. And I mean, that's kind of what you get from Dave. He is a guy that doesn't necessarily, is not always going to put up the blue and white front. And I think that's to be commended, but yeah, I also was struck by his wardrobe. He also, Jim, by the way, and for all of our fans listening in, he also has a very compelling UCLA wardrobe, and it's like a blue and yellow ensemble sweatpant look that he's not afraid to break out on the road as well.
Jeez. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think your Penn Live staff is known to be slaves to fashion, so
that's correct. I can vouch for that.
Okay, so we shouldn't be too surprised. All right, hang in there. That's it for quarter number one. In quarter number two, we are going to have Ross Tucker here, and he is going to continue his review of the 2020 commits.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.